The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I want to hear the express voice of Jesus. Speak to my soul, Jesus. Speak to my heart, Jesus. Enlighten my heart, Jesus. I want to come into the reality of the world, the reality of the world, which is Christ, the reality of the world, which is the Son of God. In the name of Jesus, let this world mix with blood in me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for your mercy this morning. We pray for your understanding. Thank you, everlasting Father. We give glory and honor to your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is morning teaching. We're in lesson 97. And the topic this morning reads, Jesus, the core of the scripture, part one. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say Jesus, the core of the scripture? Hallelujah. Now let's go into our manual as we read together and open the scripture as well. God intends to help all men so that they can come to the saving knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So, God's help for humanity is giving the knowledge of His Son, not just as a body of knowledge, but as a person. So, knowledge of His Son and Jesus Christ. Because if we look at the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 22 and verse 23, who is a liar but he that denied that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist. That denied the Father and the Son. Verse 23. Whosoever denied the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledged the Son, hath the Father also. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there's knowledge of Jesus Christ, and there's knowledge of the Son of God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And this must rest with us, because a believer can get stuck in the knowledge of Christ. That's why scripture says, if our hope only is of this earth, we have all men what? Most miserable. So God's intention is not only to give us the knowledge of Christ, but to move us further into the knowledge of His Son. God loved man so much that He brought a great help from above to make all men believe. Recently, we have seen that faith is not believing. Faith is not just belief. There's faith and there's believing. You need to believe in the faith. Because Daddy was making it clear yesterday that we have faith and we have the faith. In fact, what it took is around faith for the faith. So when we talk about the faith in the scripture, is Christ, the knowledge of Christ. So we need to believe this Christ. And that is the help God has raised for man. He wants us to believe. I want all men in every nation and at every time to find it easy to believe in what He has done and brought forth. Scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of what? Of our faith. There's a faith Jesus also, and there's a work the Lord did in Christ called the work of faith. So it is that work of faith that the Lord wants us to believe. That is what can offer salvation to you and I. There's no salvation in any other but in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if we look at the book of 2 Timothy, salvation is for all. I believe we know that. Salvation is not for only Christians. In fact, the context of salvation in God is that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Let's see something there. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4. Who we have what? All men to be saved. All men there, inclusive Buddhists, Muslims, Hinduists, all men. Men of all status, all caliber. Hallelujah. So it is the foremost intention of God to have what? All men to be what? Saved. Not just saved, to come unto the what? The knowledge of the truth. Because the problem the world has is God, looking for God. And in search of God, they come into what? Religion. So God have bring a help to man in order to locate him, because God is a spirit. And the scripture said, whosoever we worship him in what? In spirit and truth. And Jesus was saying in the book of John chapter 4 verse 16, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except by what? By me. Meaning the only way to reach God is by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No any other way. The second paragraph of our teaching this morning. He also, that is God, also wants all men in the last days to acknowledge the gateway to knowing him. So men have used different access in attempt to reach God. They only end up in the false God. So in the world today, there are many idols, many gods, hallelujah, in the world, in attempts wanting to what? Reach God. Even the one that call himself atheist is worshiping a kind of God. Though he said he doesn't believe in God, he doesn't believe in Satan and demon, but that is lie. You are God to yourself. That yourself is also what? God. So in attempt to reach God, men have hidden religion for themselves, but still they can't get the knowledge of God. They can't attain or reach God. So in our day, God wants us to acknowledge the gateway. And who is that gateway? Jesus Christ is the gateway to God, who is the true God and eternal life. So it's not just Jesus Christ. This same Jesus Christ, a work was done in him. So this work bring him into truth, and also is the eternal life. Hallelujah. When we talk about the true God, this is the realm of the Father. So Christ is to show us the Father and is to make us to come into what? Eternal life. In a bid to cancel doubts and excuses from men, God sent men to preach and declare what he has done that has not been done at any other time or to any other man. Hallelujah. Before Christ came, there are faiths that men have been operating, just like what Daddy was saying yesterday. Abraham operated a kind of faith. Hallelujah. And you see the fathers in the book of Hebrews, let's even go there. Hebrews 11, verse 2. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. This is the summary of the faith the elders come into. Elders, Abraham, even right from Adam. Adam operates a kind of faith. The summary of the faith they operate is called good reports. Hallelujah. Now, let's move to that Hebrew, the latter part of it. Hebrew 11. Okay. God having provided somewhat better things for us, that they without us should not be what? Made perfect. It means that faith they operate did not bring them into perfection or did not bring them into the promise of life. Hallelujah. 39. And this all, having obtained what? Good report through what? Faith. Receive not the promise. What is the promise? Life. Life. That they call it preservation or incorruptibility. So, Abraham practiced faith, yet he ended up dying. Hallelujah. Adam practiced faith, he died. But there's a faith Christ authored. Hallelujah. That is the faith that will lead men into preservation or salvation. So, even though when they were practicing this faith, it's in shadow, they were hoping. That's why Jesus said, Abraham saw my day and what? Rejoice. They know there's a resurrection ahead. Hallelujah for them. Hallelujah. So, in our day as men, which is the last day, we need to acknowledge the gateway to knowing him, who is the true God and eternal life. So, in a bid to cancel doubts and excuses from men, God sent men to preach and declare what he has done and has not been done at any other time. Meaning at any other time, this faith we are talking about, this Christ we are talking about, have not been what? Have not been wrought. It was God that bring forth his son at the time, at the right time. So that faith, Jesus' author, has never been. Hallelujah. Amen. The work done in Jesus Christ has never been in any other man. Hallelujah. Amen. We will not be excused from the judgment of God if we reject this provision. That this provision, which is for Christ, after it has been preached to our hearts. So when Christ is being preached to us, when we hear Christ, we need to believe because he's helped. His provision for you and I. Any man who refuses to believe this provision will be what? Will be judged. Being judged here is not outrightly condemnation, but it means that you won't be able to come into that life called Christ. Hallelujah. So, judgment is inability to live that life. You will remain flesh. You will remain what? Flesh. Because it is possible for a believer to be born again and is not making progress towards Christ. Just like what Daddy was saying yesterday, that the Holy Ghost is meek of Christ. After you believe in Jesus Christ, the next allocation is for you to come into the Holy Ghost, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, not just speaking in tongues, but to know his person, so as to prepare you an entrance into Christ. So, a believer can get stuck at any point. That he was saying, even when you were born again, after you get born again, you believe in Jesus, you may start operating any other faith, which is not the faith of Christ. Just like in some quarters, what is being preached to them is David, characters of the Bible, Adam, Abraham. Such faith cannot get you salvation and cannot make you to inherit eternal salvation. So when we come into Christ, when we become born again, what we must be looking for is the faith in Christ, which is preached now unto us. That is our safe zone. Any other thing cannot offer salvation. It can only give moral or a kind of form, which Bible calls form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So you have form, but you won't be able to live that life, the reality of that life, because Christ is a reality. Can we say Christ is a reality? And after our conscience has embraced Christ as God's true witness. So now, a believer can even embrace Christ, can embrace the knowledge of Christ, but not come into the reality or tangibility. Because there are many things that we know that we don't use. Hallelujah. You may have the knowledge of Christ, but that knowledge does not offer salvation to your soul. You only know him. Hallelujah. You have not come into his what? Understanding. So it's possible. We will not be excusable from judgment of God for rejecting the truth. Just what the scripture will say, whosoever denying the Son and the Father. So it's possible to believe Christ, but not believing the Son and the Father. Hallelujah. So what is the other religious opposing today? Is the Son and the Father. Hallelujah. Such person can never come into salvation. You know, salvation is at different level. The fact that you have salvation in Christ doesn't guarantee you eternal salvation. You must keep making journey. Hallelujah. So when you get stuck at the realm of Christ, you have not come into incorruption. Even such soul can still turn back. So that was why Apostle Paul said, my soul will have no delight if you turn back again. Because in the realm of the spirit, there's no vacuum. It's either you are journeying forward or you are going back. You can't be on the spot. In fact, the scripture now said, the end of that person will be worse than his beginning. Hallelujah. So, we must keep making progress. We must keep making progress. And we are inexcusable. We must believe in the Son of the living God. That is the revelation. Peter said, thou art Christ. It doesn't stop there. And what? The Son of the living God. So we must believe in Christ and we must believe in the Son of the living God. That is the Father. Because that is the problem of even some believers today. They can't imagine it that God is Father. So they believe Christ and they want to jump to the end. God. You cannot get to God if you deny the Father, which is the Son. Hallelujah. God, through the scripture, showed to us the Messiah. Each time the word scripture is mentioned in the Bible, it is referred to the Old Testament. Do we get that clear? So when they say scripture, Jesus often mentioned that. So in the book of Matthew and the gospel, it has been written in the scripture. So when he's referring to scripture, he's referring to the Old Testament, which is the testimony of the prophets. This refers to the law of Moses, the writing of the prophets, and the what? And the Psalms. For Jesus said, these are they which testify of me. The New Testament had not been written when these scriptures were put together. And these scriptures were known as writing of Moses, the scripture of the law, and the prophets. God has shown mankind so much mercy. So the scripture is mercy of God to mankind. So much mercy by bringing forth this word, scripture, so that man will have not excuse. Hallelujah. You know about the story of the Ethiopian Enoch. He was reading the scripture of the prophet Isaiah, and he couldn't understand it. But it is a great help for him to come by that scripture to read at least. It was a measure of help to him. Until Philip joined himself to the what? To the chariot and asked him, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how will I understand if there is no one to what? To explain. Philip explained. That very time, he became what? Born again. Hallelujah. So we see that the scripture is written as a document that archives salvation, which Christ is to bring for man. So it's a great help so that no man will have what? Any excuse. Today, there are many people, even in country that seems no church is operating there, no preacher there. Jesus will appear to them. Hallelujah. In their dream, in vision. And some of them have read about one Asian princess that got born again. And how did he come by? He followed his father to an hotel. And in that hotel, they placed a Bible. Somewhere in the hotel, he took the Bible, kept it, and they returned back home. So he keep reading that scripture. He read the book of John from chapter 1 to the last chapter. There he encountered salvation. Hallelujah. Nobody preached to him, just reading. Hallelujah. So it means that the scripture offers salvation. Though man may need aid, but God sometimes can boycott that. If there's no any other provision to reach man. Once you have the Bible and you are reading, hallelujah, by that, God can reach to a soul that seems unreached. Hallelujah. So what we are saying in essence is that the scripture is help. The help of God for man. Jesus himself always referred to his people and listeners to the what? To the scripture. So as to substantiate what he's saying. It's not because what he's saying is not true. When you give your lecturer or when you are writing your project and you make reference, that reference is to substantiate what you are writing on. Are you getting that now? So Jesus keep making reference of himself to his listeners to help their faith. It's not because Jesus wants to make any point. It is to help their faith. Outrightly today, if we are without this Bible, maybe we are just hearing the express message of God directly from preacher. Most of us will not believe. So God has to archive the scripture to help the faith of every man, to help the faith of believers. So when you are listening to message, when the word is being preached to you, they substantiate it in biblical references. To make your faith to come alive. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of John chapter 5 verse 39. Search the scripture. For in them ye think ye have what? Eternal life. So meaning searching is not enough. In searching, you may not come into what? Eternal life. Because the letter kills. But it is the spirit that gives life. Jesus even said, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So there's something hidden in the scripture that is life or the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. So when you are reading the scripture, you are not just reading it as an history book. That's why before you study the scripture, it's better to pray in the Holy Ghost for your heart to be open to the spirit. So Jesus says, search the scripture. Let's go back to that scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they, who are the they? The law, the prophet, and Psalm. Hallelujah. Which is the scripture. They are they which testify of me. Hallelujah. At this point, I don't know, maybe we have any contribution in the house for anyone. Okay, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Daddy, good morning. Mommy, good morning. Mama, my mother, good morning, ma'am. All the pastors. I just want to, my contribution is that If care is not taken, this thing will be convincing us. Sincerely, to be convincing us. But what I just want to say is that our pastor is talking about who we know as our God. And this, our God, God said, all the power in the heaven and earth has been given to my son. It's like, you want to start a school, you have to pass through KG. KG to nursery. Even some schools, we say nursery one, nursery two. Then we promote to primary one. It's still education. It's not different. It's only can be a little bit expand. So you pass through Jesus, to Jesus Christ, to the Son, to the Father, to who we know as everlasting God. It's still the same thing. But do you know that at any level, the education differ? If you want to be listening to this thing, you have to be in with the Spirit. People who serve God have to be in the Spirit. If we are not in the Spirit, you will just be hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. You will just be in the same class. You will not increase. You will not graduate. You will just be hearing. You will not even, you will be hearing it, but it is not changing your life. You are just hearing the word. What make us is word. What make us? Do you know that word is a spirit? And that word is God. God is not in the heaven. He's not in the earth. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that moves here and there. You know, as we are listening to it, it's forming God in us. Yeah. That is why when you pray, your prayer have already been answered because God is in you. What we carry here and there is God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. So that is why at times when you are traveling, you are doing some things, you are not alone. God is in you because God is a spirit. You may not know that God is in your life. He's in you, resident in your body. Hallelujah. So I just want to say that we should please pay attention. Because each time I'm listening, I'll just pay attention. Even when I want to sleep, I quickly open my eyes because this thing, I need to understand it. Hallelujah. Thank you. I cannot.
Thank you, sir, for that supply. I believe we open our hearts. Hallelujah. So I perceive the Lord is charging our hearts to open our heart to these things so that we can see it. Because all we are dealing with is spirit. Hallelujah. So it's called the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So, and no man cometh to God or else he believes. So believing is in the spirit. We can't by sight or by just our mind come into all these things. We need the help of the Spirit. And the help is present in the house this morning. The Lord will help our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So Jesus charged the people to go and search scriptures, which will make it easy for them to believe in Jesus the Christ. So scripture now, the book of the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all these are Messiah scripture. Ezekiel, they are all pointed to the Savior. They pointed to Jesus. The law, which is the law of Moses, and Psalms. So as a believer, that's why even the Spirit is charging us this morning that when we are approaching the scripture, we must approach it by the Spirit. Not just mental learning. Not just like we want to read our history book or novel. No. It must be by the Spirit so as to get the life in it. Because just by reading, we will not come into life. We must approach the scripture by the Spirit. You know, it's this same scripture that the Pharisee and Sadducee read and they killed Jesus. It's the same scripture. The scribes, keeper of the temples, scribe, all of them, is this same scripture they read. Even Satan. Hallelujah. Satan quoted the scripture now. If thou art the Son of God, change this stone to be what? To be bread. Hallelujah. He even told him to jump, for he has said, he will give his angel charge. That was in the book of Psalm. So Satan knows the scripture. Hallelujah. So much more, we believer, we must search the scripture by the Spirit. And we must allow the Spirit of Christ to interpret the scripture. And we have so much help in this season because God has raised witness for us to interpret the scripture. Our daddy, all our pastors, when they come up to preach, what they are doing, they are interpreting the scripture. They are giving interpretation to the scripture for our further learning. It means you don't stop there. You too, you go to do a diligent search by the virtue of what you have learned. Hallelujah. So a student that doesn't do assignments, that doesn't do classwork, that doesn't do test and exam, will not graduate from a class. Hallelujah. So it's the same thing. We have the duty. Shouldn't be what our pastor says, what daddy says. What have you found out by yourself when you read the scripture? How have you allowed the Holy Spirit to... Daddy said, anytime he preaches, he expects we should go back to the message and allow the Spirit to establish it further in our hearts. Hallelujah. So that is the essence of searching the scripture, which will make us now to believe in Jesus Christ. In the same way, men will not believe in any other presentation that is different from the Jesus of the scripture. So there are many Jesuses. In fact, in Nigeria, one time we have Jesus of Oyinbo, Jesus of all manner of Jesus. Even Gamaliel was telling the Pharisee when they want to kill the apostles that we have seen so many sects that have arisen in Israel that proclaim that they are the Messiah, that they are Christ. But he said, all those waves wane with time. So let's subject these people also to time. If it is true, it will stand. It's still standing up to today. Hallelujah. Because it is the what? It is the truth. Hallelujah. So we must search for the truth. So in the same way, men will not believe in any other presentation that is different from the Jesus of the scriptures. After his resurrection, Jesus met and journeyed with two people who were on their way toward Emmaus. These men were pondering on the event happening in those days concerning the man Jesus, whom they hope will be the world savior. Imagine, they have the knowledge. They have the knowledge, but they don't even know that the scripture is fulfilling right in their eyes. So many things we read. For the scripture says, I come in the volume of book that was written of me to do thy will, O God. Most times when we even read scripture, when messages are preached in church, we don't believe we are in that message. We always see others. We always see events. We always see one thing or the other. That is veil. And heaven needs to take away that veil from our eyes. You are what the scripture is talking about. Hallelujah. Because it said Christ in you is the hope of glory. So if Christ is being revealed, they are showing you whom you should be or whom you should become. It's not just knowledge. Luke chapter 24, verse 44 to 45. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the psalm concerning me. Then open ye their what? Understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. So if Jesus was not there that day to open their understanding will not be open. They will just be reading the Bible. Hallelujah. So in the book of Romans chapter 10, let's see something there. Because God have also sent help to us in our days. And we must acknowledge that help. We must know that help and align with it. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Whosoever, anybody. Let's continue. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not what? Believed. And you can't believe on your own except Christ is being preached. Someone said, I just got born again. No, you didn't just got born again. There was at a time you hear the word of God. Though that seed was planted, it may not germinate that day. Because it's not the same day you planted a seed that it germinates. That seed has been sown. But a time come in which your belief come alive. And how shall they believe in him whom they have not what? Heard. So we need the word need to be preached to us and we need to hear. And how shall they hear without what? A preacher. That's where I'm going. They need what? Witnesses. And preachers that needs to interpret the scripture for understanding. And that's why we must esteem the ministry of the word. It's a great ministry. Without it, you cannot come into salvation. It's as simple as that. Go and read from Genesis to Revelation. You know it is archive of salvation, but you cannot come into it unless preacher give interpretation and understanding and application. See what mommy was rolling out yesterday. There are applications. How you can apply? Because most times we are in church, we hear the word, but we are not taking instruction from the word. Anytime we are hearing, no matter how high the revelation is, instruction must come to your heart. That is your own gain. Hallelujah. You might hear a high sounding word. You might hear many times. You can even repeat it from west to west. But if it's not applicable to you, it's of no use. Hallelujah. So our eyes needs to be open, and we need men to open our eyes. Men will believe. If understanding is not given, the knowledge, meaning the knowledge of the true God, men will believe, serve, follow, and live for a lie. If they do not believe in the scripture of the prophet, just as billions of people today are living lies, they can kill themselves for lies. Suicide bombers for lies. Hallelujah. Because they have not come into the understanding of the scripture. You see, what this man did, he studied Judaism and Christians. He saw that they have archive of scripture. When Islam was invented, there was no scripture. There was no writing. There's no Quran. But he studied that the only way to that religion would not have been established. Even today, why the followers are reading? Did they understand? It's only the cleric that understand it. It's written in Arabic language. And whatever interpretation they give is what they believe. So they are serving lies. All manner of concoction. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's lie. So if any man did not read the scripture of the prophet, such man will serve the false god. They will serve lies. Such will only have live a wasted life and wasted energy for religion. You know, when this cleric was killed in Iran, the reality that God's done that, what will happen when he opened his eyes? 72 virgin. Hallelujah. Immediately that bomb struck him and he died. The next, when he opened his eyes to the other world, he has lived for a lie. May we not live for lie. That's why it's lie, lie, Eli, lie. Sorry. Hallelujah. So So if we have not been open to the understanding of the scripture, we may live a wasted life for religious causes that are not based on the truth. Daddy was saying yesterday that he came across certain group that were established by the breath of the Holy Ghost. They believe in the Holy Spirit. But along the line, deception came in. They no longer believed. So there was one conference they did. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, one of them preached about work of the flesh, fornication, all of that. And they made an altar call. He said about 80% of their children came out. They started weeping. Why? The ladder you have climbed up, you throw it down. You discarded it. Hallelujah. So it's possible for believer to live life after you have journeyed to a point and you think that what I've raised you up is no more needed. Hallelujah. That's still a life of lie. Hallelujah. So, just like Daddy said, we will need the Holy Ghost right from the session of faith to you arrive at the throne. There are basics that we will need. It's like our walking tools as we are moving, as we are ascending. Prayers, Holy Ghost. All those things are needed on our journey. I say you are in the realm of the everlasting now. You don't need prayer. You don't need to pray anymore. You don't need the guidance of the Holy Ghost. You know. You perceive. Continue. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost at all time. Hallelujah. So God brought forth the scripture thousands of years before Jesus came to help us find the truth. Because no man can locate the truth by himself. So God has to bring help. The scripture were meant to be a guide for anyone who wants to know the truth. We need guidance to find the truth, for it cannot be easily found. Truth cannot be easily found. Even Apostle Paul, Jesus had to apprehend him. He was taken to Arabia for 40 years. Jesus began to expound the scripture to him. Because there is a faith he knew, the faith of the Father, for which he was persecuting the Christian. But when he met Jesus and he encountered him, Jesus had to take him again and start expounding those scriptures. Because he was using it wrongly. Hallelujah. So we can use scripture wrongly if there is no understanding. That's why we must continue to pray for what? Understanding. We must continue to pray for guidance to find truth. And the guidance are the preachers. The weakness that God has raised from time to time. You cannot locate truth by yourself. There are a lot of quoted lies in the earth that men sell to people in the name of what? Religion. But God wants us to escape such lies. Don't think you are free. No man is free until you come into preservation, which is everlasting life or incorruptibility. Every man can still fall for lies. But God wants us to escape lies. He wants us to escape the fraud of men and the deceit of many world centuries. For this reason, God gave the scripture as a guide. Like what I said last, there's no in the Bible where you see gospel of prosperity. Valid as they are having their result, it's not the gospel. Because the document is not in the scripture of truth. So we must know the scripture. We must align with the scripture and align with ministers of the world that bring the truth to us for us to escape lies. Because this man that we are dealing with is an ancient being, Satan. Jesus himself called him the father of lies. He lied from the beginning. So you cannot handle him. What can handle him is truth. What can handle Satan or lies or deception is what? Truth. So God gave the scripture as a guide for men who want to know the truth. Are we ready for the truth? Hallelujah. As Jesus said, you cannot do anything against the truth but for the truth. Are we interested in knowing the truth? Do we care to be saved and escape fraud? Then we must search the scripture. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the scriptures with too many infallible proofs that cannot be denied or ignored. Right from Genesis to Revelation, it's about truth. Hallelujah. So when you are searching the scripture, your radar should be on Christ, on that spirit. He is the one that can reveal. He's the spirit of truth. No man must be lied to or deceived, for the scripture has been what? Preserved. Hallelujah. God kept the scripture as a guide for men who do not just want to further their parents' religion. You can further your parents' religion. Hallelujah. So Apostle Paul was warning us that we should not give it to old wife fables, all of those things. So, if care is not taken, Satan can make Christianity to be a mess in your hands if you are not following truth. So most of people get stuck today. At a time, they are holding a kind of truth, but they cannot journey further. Hallelujah. So this is the way our father and our mother has been doing it, and we hold to that. No, as revelation progresses, we must let go of what we know as righteousness. Because Christians say, all our righteousness are like filthy rag. So if God is here today, as he's here today, he is the righteous stand or righteousness. If he moved here tomorrow and you still remain here, this is unrighteousness. This is lie. You must be where God is. Hallelujah. So that is truth. Truth is of now and is constant in God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it was kept for men who do not just want to live on it and do what men says, but want to do the truth. God gave that as a testimony of guidance. So the scripture is given as a testimony of guidance. He has been merciful to men to ensure that they can escape the fraud and lies called religion. So what are different interpretations today? What are, even when we talk about Christianity, because of interpretation, without light. Hallelujah. So there's no black Christian, white Christian, or Christ is Christ. But because of wrong interpretation of people, different, they journey without light. So they fall into error. Luke chapter 24, verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behove Christ to suffer and to rise for the dead, from the dead, the third day. Hallelujah. God did not just invent sayings in this scripture, but had spoken them a long time ago, which was why all the fathers lived in the hope of what? Resurrection. All the fathers, Abraham, even Adam himself, he lived in the hope of resurrection. The father of faith and the father of the Jew lived after lives in hope of resurrection. Jesus came as that very hope, which is painted to you and I today. Do we believe? Do we believe in this hope of resurrection, which is Christ? Hallelujah. The Lord will help our soul in the name of Jesus. Can we pray this morning that the Lord will bring us to the hope of resurrection? Christ will be so real to us in the name of Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.